Joining us now on the Caridia Newsline, as they do every Monday at this time, we have Sonny Smaldino with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Sonny, we know Memorial Day is coming up very quickly. We had a gorgeous weekend for the most part last weekend. A lot of time to get out, hit those patios, and maybe do some grilling, but there's a lot of safety tips we need to remember as we're starting to fire up those grills.
Absolutely. We definitely want everybody to give those a good look over this weekend or throughout the week before you get out there and do that and check all of that. And we've got a lot of graduations and celebrations coming up that everybody's looking and getting prepared for. I'm excited. I finally getting one graduated out of high school. And as people ask, well, what does she want? What do they need? That really brought up a lot of discussion about what are some great options for our graduates this year that can keep them fire safe as they move on to their next chapter. And we want everybody to be very mindful when they're purchasing things, that they're looking for things that are UL listed. A lot of kiddos need those chargers and surge protectors and things of that nature, battery chargers that can give them a little extra boost when they're on campus. So make sure that you're checking to make sure they're what we call UL listed or tested, so that they are not those that have a propensity to catch fire, especially in their dorms or wherever they're living.
Have there been fires that you've responded to where you're able to trace and the source is one of those things? I know I've seen video of them exploding in flames, so I know that it happens, but I wasn't sure that if it had sparked something that turned out to be larger.
You know, it happens regularly, and they are thankfully have been quite small recently, but what we find is most people will overload that surge protector or use the wrong type of USB charger for the device that can't handle the amount that is going into whatever you are charging, so they'll just plug so many things in. So just double checking and giving that, you know, parental advice over to the kids that they really do need to be mindful of those little things and making sure that they're taking care. Clearly, if they're moving out, wherever they move to, make sure they have working smoke alarms in every sleeping room, carbon monoxide alarm on each level of that house. And if they are going to live in an upstairs apartment or home, make sure you get them an escape ladder, slide under their bed in case they can't get out. Those are all things that are great little, you know, they seem a little silly, but they're actually quite useful, and kids are very appreciative of you caring about that they're going to be safe when they leave the house.
Exactly. You know, it may not be the most high-tech or, you know, sexiest gift, but those practical gifts really are the best, especially as these kids are now entering into that first step into adulthood. And Sonny, one other quick question. We know that the chance for thunderstorms is continuing, and that also means making sure that many people are staying out of the area, ditches and things like that, and just some general reminders, as well as we have some potential for some swift moving water starting to move into the area.
Yeah, every time it seems to rain somewhere around here, we have someone stranded near a body of water down in those dry creek beds. But what they need to realize is, even if it's not raining near them, if it's raining up north and they're down south walking along, that water can come on so strong and so fast, and then all of a sudden you're stuck where you just simply can't get out, and the water levels will rise until that finally dissipates. So we're constantly chasing that battle and asking everybody, when there's clouds up in the sky, making sure that you're paying attention to where all of those, you know, storms are happening and where you are. And quite frankly, you shouldn't be down in those areas. Those are places that you don't want to get caught up in, because lots of debris can come through, especially since we haven't had a whole lot coming through yet, because the season's just picking up for that. There's a lot of debris that's going to be washing down throughout those waterways. So being very mindful of that, not sticking up on the high ground is really a good call.
Exactly. Well, Sonny, thank you so much for joining us with that advice. Congratulations on getting one of the kids out of the house, and good luck to their future endeavors as well.
I appreciate it. One down, one to go. We're almost done.
All right. Home stretch for sure.
Good luck.
Have a great day.